On the Sunday before Good Friday, that is less than a week before our Lord suffered and died at the hands of the Jews, those same Jews welcomed him as he made a triumphant entry into Jerusalem. On the first Palm Sunday, a great multitude spread their garments in the path before our Lord. Others cut branches from the trees and covered the path that our Lord traveled. The multitudes everywhere cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." But those acclamations of the Jews were to be short-lived. Thus, as our Lord entered Jerusalem, he knew that he was soon to die. He wanted, therefore, to show his triumph over the hearts of men. That is why he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people gave praise to him. The palm branches and the cloaks spread before him were the people's sign of homage. But only 5 days after this triumphant procession, some of these very same people were thirsty for Christ's blood. They who on Sunday were singing Hosanna to the Son of David would on that first Good Friday morning be crying out, "Away with him, crucify him, crucify him." After the arrest of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Jewish leaders, determined to have him put to death, took Jesus to Pilate, who was the Roman governor in Jerusalem. They besought Pilate to have him put to death under his authority. But Pilate did not want to condemn Christ to death, for he saw no cause of death in him. And so he had our Lord subjected to a most cruel scourging. He had hoped to satisfy the Jews, to kind of force them to have compassion on the poor victim by presenting to them a bloody body barely recognizable from the relentless thrashing of the soldiers. He had hoped that afterwards they would want to release our Lord. But the scourging not being enough to satiate them, the bloodthirsty Jews demanded that Pilate have him crucified, and thus they yelled out, "Crucify him." Pilate gave in to the demands of the Jews and signed the sentence of death by crucifixion. Did you know that in the time of our Lord, to be sentenced to death by crucifixion was the most disgraceful execution a criminal could face? Yet when the cross was presented to Christ, he embraced it. With patient resignation to the will of his Father, he lovingly embraced the cross and began the path to Calvary. Along the way, he fell from extreme exhaustion under the weight of the cross. St. Luke also tells us, "There followed him a great multitude of people and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, 'Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not over me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.'" Our Lord's own mother was in the crowd of women. No doubt their eyes met, and although there was no need for words, a clear understanding and a patient resignation to the will of God penetrated both of their hearts. our Lord in carrying his cross, and our Lady in suffering with her divine Son. And that cross tormented him before he was even fastened to it, for it pressed on his scourged shoulders and cruelly beat into his head the thorns of that barbarous crown. Being God, our Lord could easily have abandoned the cross. But when he fell under the weight of the cross with patience and resignation to the will of his Father, he promptly rose from the ground and continued to carry the cross to Calvary. Our Lord struggled on. He persevered in carrying his cross. And with the assistance of Simon of Cyrene, Jesus climbed Mount Calvary. Our Lord was obedient unto death for love of us, but also because his will was in union with the will of God the Father. Through our Lord's obedience to the cross, his persevering patience, we have been redeemed, and the gates of heaven have been reopened to us. At the price of his precious blood, we are now able to become saints. And like Simon of Cyrene, we will be required to carry many, many crosses throughout life. So, my dear friends, look to our Lord and his Blessed Mother as an example. Although they had a very heavy heart, they also cultivated an interior cheerful disposition, which is so necessary in carrying the cross patiently. Like them, we should be cheerful, especially in the face of adversity. And the more difficult and repugnant a cross is, the more cheerful we should be. Our patience should not just be for a time and moments, but rather it should be persevering, even when it seems like we are at wit's end. Think about our Lord carrying his cross to Calvary for our sins. Think about our Lady laboring with a heavy heart, walking in his footsteps. Be resolved to follow our Lord and his Blessed Mother. Be resolved to be faithful to him and to be obedient to his commandments, to be patient with the trials we face, both big and small. For it is this way that we prove our love for him. And if we strive each day to obey his commandments, especially by avoiding the occasions of sin and patiently bearing our cross after him, he will one day say to us what he said to the good thief while nailed to the cross: "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise."